The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. The disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put it in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Children are sponges. Grown-ups are teacups. The sponge has no pretensions. It absorbs indiscriminately with seemingly endless capacity. The teacup, on the other hand, is more careful about what it accepts, often more pretentious, and it also has a limited capacity. Only so much can go in before what once was within the cup overflows its bounds, replaced by the new, and is gone. And the teacup is never as big as one wants or hopes that it would be. While the teacup may be more refined, more adult-like than the sponge, God nevertheless wants you to be a sponge instead. A child. Peter Pan's Wendy says that when people grow up, they forget the way to Neverland because they are no longer filled with wonder and awe, innocent and carefree. Because they are no longer children. It is only the awe-filled and curious, those eager to learn and to love and to be loved, those innocent and carefree who may dwell within the Father's house, because his is a house intended for children. St. James asks today, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" As it happens, so do the disciples ask among one another. They do not understand the obvious saying of Jesus and are afraid to ask. Afraid only as adults can be, of looking less than great, of looking unwise. Yet what child cares about such grown-up pretense? And therein is the difference between children and adults, between the disciples squabbling on the unknown and forgotten way, and the disciple embraced on Jesus' lap in the midst of them. While both know that they do not know, children are not afraid to ask, to learn, to grow deep before growing up. The self-consciousness that prevents an adult from asking is precisely the problematic trait that leads to childish squabblings along the way over who has wisdom and understanding, over who is the greatest. Every adult knows, like Socrates, that there is much they neither know nor understand. Yet, like the disciples, they refuse simply to ask that they might gain what they lack. Instead, they assert themselves forcefully over fellow man and sometimes even over Jesus. The grown-ups give a master class in one-upmanship while the children look on. But adults are only grown-ups because they have grown older. Yet as King Lear's fool so wisely notes, "Thou shouldst not have been old till thou hadst been wise." You should not try to grow up until you have become a child. Then, in the wisdom of God, you may grow up into Christ Himself, the never-ending source of life and youth and wisdom. To grow up in Jesus is not to grow old, but to grow wise, to delve deeper into Jesus, to give more of yourself to Him and simultaneously to receive more of Him into yourself. But you can only grow up if you have first become a child. To become a child as a grown-up does not mean, as Nicodemus once assumed, that you must dive back into the womb or that you must revert back to childish behavior. Age really has nothing to do with the matter at all. The last thing that Jesus wants is adults who pretend to be children or who fight like children behind Him on the long way home. Instead, it means to accept that the grown-up trivia which now fills up the teacup and makes it think it is wise is just that. Trivia. Diplomas do not make you any smarter in Jesus' eyes, nor do extra initials added by momentous achievements in the world give you rank to pull in heaven. In fact, they can be dangerous. They can make you think that you know something just because you have a full dribbling teacup, when in reality what Jesus really wants is sponges, children. Does the child understand? No. But there is an unassuming humility in the child that feels no shame about this and simply says, "Tell me. Make me wise. What is good and right, Jesus Himself, cannot be understood by adult rationality, only received and accepted with childlike grace and dependency. A child learns what to say by listening, not by thinking. Because it is only by listening that a child learns how to think, and thus what to say. The Lord made it known to me, and I knew, says the childlike prophet with childlike simplicity. The child learns to love by being loved. The child learns how to be by following the example of one who is. The child learns where to go by holding the hand. The grown-up, who has no more need of holding the hand of mommy or daddy, forgets the way, like Wendy says. Therefore, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. The one who is low can always be brought up. The one who is little can always grow and mature. You can only become great by becoming able and open to receiving greatness like a sponge. For only the least can become the greatest, and that describes the greatest who became the least, our baby Jesus, the child. So the goal is to dump out the tea, throw away the cup, and become a sponge once again, to soak up as much Jesus as you are able, and to grow wise, not old. Because God's house is Neverland, a place of youthful joy and wonder, but a place necessarily only for children. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.